This piece was brought to you by S. Wallace Edwards & Sons, SurreyFarms.com, HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure. Everybody loves the holidays, especially the eats. We talked to top chefs and other culinary greats about their favorite childhood American holiday food memories. They reveal stuff as diverse as microwave Pizza Hut meatballs to Petrosian caviar. The most common theme was ethnic flair added to the fare for even the most American of holidays. Chef Edward Lee of 610 Magnolia in Louisville, Kentucky, grew up a Korean kid in Brooklyn, New York.
We always did like a hybrid, like Korean-American Thanksgiving. My parents didn't care about Thanksgiving. I was like, I was the one that wanted to do it.
Yeah.
So I would always cook the turkey. But then, you know, like I was young, so I didn't want to do anything else. I just wanted to cook the turkey. But we would have really traditional, like, maple syrup glazed, you know, brine turkey. But then it would be served with, like, kimchi, you know, like shrimp paste, rice, like all this crazy stuff that had nothing to do. All the sides were Korean, but the turkey was Thanksgiving.
Rocio Sanchez, head pastry chef at Noma in Copenhagen, remembers growing up Mexican in Chicago.
My parents will always make something Mexican, so it's definitely like pozole or tamales are always there. So my mom would make pozole for Thanksgiving, and that's not very often, but it would happen, and that's definitely a wonderful memory I have.
Holiday food can mean family and opportunity in this country. Certainly huge reasons to be thankful. For Dave Varan, executive chef of Next Restaurant in Chicago, his fondest memory was about a ritual with a special family member and not so much about the food itself.
You know, I never really liked them, but I always liked making popcorn balls with my grandma. She just cooked sugar and add food coloring and then make popcorn you toss in and kind of have to pack it with your hands. You have these balls of popcorn.
David Nayfield, formerly of 11 Madison Park and now starting his own restaurant in L.A., says that holiday food made him and his family, who immigrated from Russia, feel so lucky to be here.
My parents were probably the proudest Americans you could ever meet because, you know, they escaped from communist Russia to come here for a new life and new beginnings. And I think the first holiday they really embraced, because in communist Russia you weren't really allowed to celebrate Judaism all that much, so we were never really devout religious Jews. So we celebrated, you know, the big holidays, but never with fervor. But it was always Thanksgiving for us. Thanksgiving was the time that every single neighbor we had, every single friend from school, everybody was invited. We would have Thanksgivings that were like 30 or 40 people. We would do folded chairs on chairs on chairs, you know. And it was really an incredible experience because it was the time that I really got to see how proud my family was about having the opportunity to be in a country that didn't want to suppress who you were, but they celebrated who you were.
At the end of the day, everyone's favorite childhood holiday food memories varied wildly, whether high or low, tasty sounding or totally terrifying. After all, we're a massive melting pot of deliciousness. Will Gadara, GM and partner of 11 Madison Park, clashed with Dad over some top-notch rugelach.
I have a woman named Aunt Janet, who's not actually my aunt, but you know when your parents are very close friends with someone. And she makes the best rugelach in the world, to the point where I'll get some and my dad will get some and no one else gets any. And if one of us finishes the rugelach before the other one, then it becomes like pretty intense and combative over who gets to eat the balance.
Let's close with the low. Francis Lam, food writer, editor at Clarkson Potter, and Top Chef Masters judge, isn't above Pizza Hut.
We had Thanksgiving, and the way Thanksgiving went down that year, and we never did it again like this, but this is sort of typical in spirit of how Thanksgiving went down, was my mom bought meatballs, takeout meatballs from Pizza Hut, and we flew down to Florida for vacation, and she reheated them in the microwave. I love Pizza Hut meatballs when I was a kid.
What's your favorite childhood American holiday food memory? Tweet at me, hashtag WOMSHOW, that's WOMSHOW, at Leiti Su, LEITIHSU. I'm Leiti Su, and I talk to hashtag people we like those we heard from today, on my show Word of Mouth with Leiti Su on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. If you like this, Tune in every Tuesday at 10 a.m. or listen anytime on iTunes and Stitcher. Until next time, eat well and be swell.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The song used in this piece is Try On Saigon Interlude by Comanche. Thanks for listening.